Missouri News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the nation of Georgia, thousands of demonstrators have protested the government's decision there to suspend talks about joining the European Union. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg has a report.
There was a huge crowd of anti-government protesters here. The riot police have managed to disperse them, push them away from here. But the bangs you can hear are fireworks that protesters down the road are still lobbying at the police lines. They're also trying to build barricades down there. So there's still a standoff going on. A lot of anger here. Mostly young people amongst the protesters were telling me they believe Georgia is a European country and should have a European future.
The night before, police used water cannons, pepper spray, and tear gas to disperse protesters who took to the streets of Tbilisi, that's a Georgian capital city. Black Friday gave way to what's expected to be a white weekend in parts of New York State. Erie County, New York County Executive Mark Polarkarns says motorists should prepare for the worst.
Make sure your car is fully outfitted with an emergency kit. That means you have everything that you need in case you should happen to get stuck alongside of the road.
The first big snow of the season has the potential to bury towns along Lakes Erie and Ontario during the hectic holiday travel and shopping weekend. Forecasters warn 4 to 6 feet of blowing and drifting snow could fall in Watertown. The nation's biggest pro-business group says looking ahead to the midterm elections, it's switching its focus from knocking on doors to climbing the steps of Capitol Hill.
The best thing we can do for 2026 right now is what we have planned for 2025, and that is to score important policy victories that we're going to be proud to be a part of.
That's Akash Choghali, and he says that the key to a conservative victory in 2026 will be passing policies that bolster the U.S. economy. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A Canadian town has been fined for opposing the LGBT agenda.
The national anthem of that country includes the words, "Keep our land glorious and free." But the people of Emo Township in Ontario are not free to refuse to fly the gay pride flag. Local lawmakers voted down a proposal to fly the flag in celebration of June as Gay Pride Month and were promptly sued by resident homosexuals. Now the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal has levied a $15,000 fine against the township and ordered the flag to be run up the pole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for embattled Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, the Hindu nationalist government there is barring ministries and NGOs from receiving any funding from outside the country. ICC says, quote, "For the first time, India's Ministry of Home Affairs has listed religious conversion activities as a reason for blocking foreign funding of certain non-governmental organizations." This is SRN News. Mike Hempen reports on the seizure of thousands of fake electric guitars.
Authorities say more than 3,000 fake Gibson electric guitars were seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents at the Los Angeles Long Beach seaport. They were shipped from Asia, and had they been authentic, authorities say they would have been worth $18 million.
That's correspondent Mike Hempen. There's been another food recall.
The FDA says cucumbers shipped to 13 U.S. states have been recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. Earlier this summer, a separate salmonella outbreak in cucumbers sickened 450 people in the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
There's also a recall of some 11,000 cartons of organic eggs that were sold in 25 Costco stores in 5 southern states, including Georgia, Tennessee, North and South Carolina, and Alabama. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.